Hello, I'm Dora Martin from London, UK. I like to tell a story and follow on from my last audio boom on finding your hidden skills. I can recall in 2008, my motor vehicle, which was locked in a garage under four padlocks, was broken into. They removed the four padlocks and got into my car, and they smashed the windows looking for valuables. Needless to say, I called my local police. A day or so later, they sent round a forensic officer. Now, I always thought that to work in forensic, finding evidence about a crime, you needed qualifications like some kind of degree in science, psychology, stuff like that. So when I saw the gentleman dusted around my car looking for evidence, I was curious and I said to him, "So how did you get this job?" And he said, "Well, I'm actually a motor mechanic. That is to say, that was my last job. I worked on motor vehicles, car engines. I live in the north of England and I was just fed up with the job and I decided to do something else. I saw an advert in the paper in London and I decided to apply for it. I was amazed when they called me for interview and they gave me the job. And it turns out that because I had an eye for detail, which is what they were looking for, and that's how I got the job. And I thought, wow, that's just great. That's really amazing. That is an amazing story. And it just goes to show that sometimes it's not the years of service in a company that is important or all the qualifications you have. Sometimes it is that uniqueness about you. So as I was saying in my last audio boom, you may think, well, you know, I'm not really good at anything, but there's something that you can do. Paying attention to detail, or in the same way as I held garden fates in my bedroom and sold lots of items to my brothers and sisters, there's something about you that you are capable of doing that companies are looking for. So if any time you're looking to change career, looking for that new job, you need to look inside yourself. And also, one thing I found is that if you're looking to do something different in your life, but you're not sure what, it is said to go out there and help people and be an information support and provider. And you find that as you do so, there will always be something that you are good at, some support you are able to give with ease without thinking about it, or even information. For me, it was inspiring people. I began going out there and supporting people and helping them, and I found that I was good at inspiring people to live their dreams. Also, it shows that when I was having these garden fates, I was also good at being creative, going around the house, picking up buttons, old toys, papers, anything, and I sold them. So it just goes to show that no one on this planet, no one is totally useless. We just forget how to find that uniqueness inside us. Well, I hope you enjoy this story, and I look forward to speaking with you again at our next audio boom. Bye for now.